most people feel like they have to have it figured out before they even jump into it. They have to see the very end. But the reality is, the key is just jump and start doing something. And you'll be stunned at what happens. And that's what we're going to be talking about in today's Speak and Get What You Want podcast with the great Ramon Ray. How are you, my friend?
Chad, I am honored to be here. And before we go on, Chad, you always speak the truth, but I want to tell people more of the truth because they won't know if you allow me. If you don't hear this, Chad and his team just cut it out. But y'all need to know, Chad and I had a 30-minute give or take conversation before this where we dove into such juicy insights. And Chad is like, Ramon, oh, wait a minute. Let's share with the Speak and Get What You Want podcast audience. That's one. And that's amplifying Chad, how amazing he is in our relationship. We just dive in like we never stopped talking over the years. And second of all, Chad, you're just an amazing friend, an amazing brother, watching your journey, being with you in so many iterations of our lives. It's been beautiful. So I just want to tell you, those listening with Chad Kirby, I know you know, but those who are new, you're in good hands with Chad Kirby. He is truth, as they say in some kind of rap video or something. He's the truth, man. Thank you, Chad. I'm good. I'm blessed. I'm well.
Oh, Ramon, it is always good to be with you. You know, it's interesting what we're talking about today is so many people stop their journey because they feel like, I just don't know what to do next. And we talk a lot. Right? We talk a lot. And so I'm going to share with you a quote real quickly from Alex Hormozi. I heard him share this, and I want you to give me your take on this quote. And someone was asking Alex, they were saying, what do you think the key to people's success is? What is it that they're able to achieve more? And is it the very thing that we're talking about? Is it that they just have a clearer vision, or what is it that they do? And Alex said this, he said, I don't think people do very much. I think people do a lot of talking about doing, not a lot of doing. And I think it's the doing that does everything.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're exactly right, Chad. And I think that it's funny. I have a new event series that I've launched, and I was just talking to one of the things we talked about. And it's easy to talk about it, easy to let fear stop us, easy to say it's not ready yet, not ready yet, not sure if it's going to happen, the font's not right, font's not perfect. And I'm sure you know, Chad, you got kids, I got kids. You don't want to do anything that's not safe. Anything that will harm our family, anything our wives will be too angry about. But if it's just a little bit of angry they have, and maybe Johnny will skin his toe. I'm mixing in some metaphors here, but the point is, in business, if it's a customer's like, hey, I have an accent on my name, you know what? That's just in the realm of we're going to launch that sucker. Sorry, the name tag wasn't right. So what I'm trying to get at is yes. Like Hormozi's saying, sometimes it's just the fact that we're not doing it. Mm-hmm. It's not ready yet, not ready yet. Or, Chad, and again, I know you'll be able to underline what I'm saying. I'm throwing a lot here, but what your mama told you, what your daddy told you, what your trauma, there's all kind of things that stop us.
Oh, yeah.
But we can't let that stop us, Chad.
Oh, that is so. Okay, so you mentioned something there that I want you to unpack for all the listeners, and that is your genius talks. Okay, so walk us through a little bit about how that came to be, because I think people listening need to go, okay, wait, Ramon, you just jumped into something that is phenomenal and you're having success. And what brought you to there? What's the background of Genius Talks? Because I think it's phenomenal.
Thank you. Absolutely. And so again, so Chad and I, we go way back many years, and both of us are in the event business, event industry in some way, shape, or fashion. We've both been on stages, produced events, host events, just to give context. And so Chad, for my sphere of the world as a speaker and a host and et cetera, all the things that you know that we do, I said, hey, so number one, Chad, I was thinking, how do I increase more revenue for Ramon Ray for my family? That's one. So I'm going to be as transparent as I can for those listening. And by the way, anytime, Chad, that you can't hear me, whatever, let me know. On my side, it says network, but it could be fine on your side. Yeah. So number one, how do I get more revenue? How do I build a better business? I'm sitting here in my office. You see Chad's office. We're thinking, how do I increase revenue? How do I build generational wealth? I'm not getting younger. So that's a real tactical thing. I want to open and say that. I'm not, you know, $10 billion on Shark Tank. This is Ramon. That's one. So as I'm thinking, okay, I have a community of people. What can I serve them? How can I give them something of value? Number three, in-person events, Chad, as you know, you just can't beat that. Mm. Online and clicks and click funnels and all the things we do in marketing automation are important, but getting in person, me hugging Chad's neck and giving him a kiss on his bald forehead, you just can't beat that. That's number three. So number four, I said, let me try this thing, you know, Zone of Genius, Genius Talks, bringing people together. TEDx-ish has a nice little ring to it. So getting to it, point is I did it, charged people, a group of us met in New York City, Chad, and it was great. And we're iterating. So I hope that's helpful. But as an event series, that I launched out of nothing. Nobody asked for it. And these are things, right? You look back 10 years later, 5 years later, 3 years later, and you have a new line of revenue. So that's kind of, I hope it didn't sound too convoluted, but that's what we're talking about.
No, I loved it. So, but what gave you the courage to say, okay, I'm going to do this? Because there's a lot of people that have maybe their own genius talks that they have in the back of their mind thinking, oh man, I'd really like to do this. You actually did it. So what pushed you to do that?
Yeah, I'll tell you, Chad, how real do you want me to be, Chad? You want me to be like a little real or full real? Just, I need to understand.
Just be full real.
Okay. Chad, listen. As I sit at my desks and looking at all the white envelopes that we get in the mail that are not invoices, meaning I'm not sending them out, but stuff coming my way, I need to be in a different position financially. Mm. I'm okay by God's grace, Chad, but that's one thing is thinking, how do I add more value? How do I do more with less? I'm 53. So that's not old. What am I, 80 or 70, Chad? That's a grown man. That's a fully authorized card-carrying member of older mature man, right? That's just by any sense. And so that's where it's at. How do I add more? And so in my business, Chad, I've been in the part of business where it's been survivability. Mm-hmm. For the last 32 years of marriage, raising two kids. And you don't know what it's like to have two kids. Two kids, Chad, it's tough, man. You don't know what that's like. So raising two kids and a family, feeding them. That's one aspect of my journey I've been on. My kids are out of the house now. I'm a two-time grandfather. I'm in a different season. So now I'm thinking, okay, I can't keep being in hustle survival mode. I got to get this game dialed in for the future. And I should have maybe done it before, but I didn't. And side note, Chad, as you may know, you read all these great books. They say some of the best inventions and things of our time were from men and women who were older. The Chick-fil-A's and Popeye's chicken and these brands we have, two chickens in a row there, but by Home Depot. Guys and gals who are in their 40s or 50s. Mm. So that's why I started it. What do I have already? What's my genius? What do I do well? And that's events, in-person events is my gift. Mm. Can I bring people together and lean in on that and let me do that? That's why, that was some of the catalyst and the reason behind it.
I love that. And you know, it's interesting. I was talking to a really successful individual and I said, what was your key to success? And he said, I've been married 5 times. I said, whoa, wait, that was your key to success? You were married 5 times? He goes, that's a lot of alimony. And he said, and all that alimony pushed me harder than he ever could have imagined. Now, I'm certainly not suggesting that that's the right path, right? But what I'm saying is the forces that you put upon yourself to actually go and do. Like going back to what Alex Ramosi said here, he went and did. A lot of people talk, but you go and do. And you've got grandkids that are living halfway across the world, right?
That's right. Literally.
So you're like, I want to go see those grandkids. Yeah. And it's not like I'm driving, you know, 30 minutes to go see them. I got to get on an expensive flight to do that. And so there's a lot of things that push us to where we need to be. But the fear that we might fail really stops us from doing it. And many have heard me share this, Ramon, that TK always says, what would you do today if you had no fear? Mm. And if you had no fear, how would that change the way you operate?
That was a question for me about to say, whoa.
No, please.
No, oh, I got to answer, Chad, in front of all these people?
Yeah.
Okay. Chad, you know what? And I want to know your answer too. But two things I'd probably do. One, Chad, my wife asked me this yesterday. We were playing a card game, you know, to get to know each other. You know, that's, you know, keep doing that to keep the relationship going. And I'm doing exactly what I love. I would probably be a host, wake up in the morning, go live, do all the things I'm doing right now. So I would do that. And then two, I would probably give back to my church community quite a bit. I love everybody, YMCA and the homeless and all this, but I'm very involved in my church community. So, you know, we have churches around the world. So I'd probably, like, God forgive me, 51% be the Ramon Ray you see here. And 49%, I'd go in my church and go to Dominican Republic and Puerto Rico and build buildings and put on some work boots and dirty jeans and eat a tuna fish sandwich with dirty hands with brick muck on them and build. That's what I would do, Chad. So I would probably, those are my two things I would do. Half business, flying on stages, going to the Marriott in Uber, staying at bougie 5-star hotels, tipping a person $20. I like that life. No apology, but I'd also put on a dirty t-shirt and go to Haiti and build some buildings.
But what I would do. But that's actually what you're doing now, though. So you're actually living the life you want to live right now, because I think about the fact that you give so much now. Now, keep in mind, I know that you want to give to the Dominican Republic or Puerto Rico or Haiti, wherever there might be need, but you also are serving a lot of people right there in New Jersey.
And changing
lives every single day.
And the difference, Chad, is what I meant on that is as we're being, you know, vulnerable here is just, I want to do it better and with less fear. You know, doing that, maybe I had to use my credit card. Maybe I didn't have the money, or maybe I did, but I was hoping, ooh, I hope that invoice closes. Mm-hmm. So things like that. So I'm happy that I'm living the life I want. I'm not working at some firm that, you know, I'm not working in a warehouse somewhere. So I'm grateful that I'm doing what I want, but now I need to tighten the business model well. And for those listening, you may be thinking, why did Chad bring someone on here? Someone is not successful. I am, people. Calm down. It's just, I need to do better. So that's the season I want to be in, where it's a bit more, a bit better, a bit smoother over the next 2 to 1 to 3 years, so I can do that just easier, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. And I wonder if this pushes you, because it pushes me, and I'd love to get your take on this, is also there is some healthy pressure that you feel that God has given you certain talents and abilities, and you want to make sure you're magnifying those. Because I want everyone to be very clear and hear me when I say this. God has placed within every one of his children what it takes to be successful. God has provided everybody with a certain talent, skill set that they can go be successful in. And so how much of that pressure do you feel at times, Ramon, where you're like, look, I don't want to bury those talents? You know,
no, for sure.
No,
absolutely. No, I think, Chad, you hit the, wow, what an insightful question. I think you're exactly right. Is that hence going back to anything that I'm doing, you look at our friends. We mentioned one of our friends, you know, that does some amazing work, right? With the voice. That guy's genius. His brain works way different than mine, at least. It's just how it works. It's like, I call him Socrates. My gift though, being on stage, you want an entertainer? He may not go very deep. You may not learn a lot, but it's going to be freaking fun. You're going to have a great time. That's my gift. So to your point, yes, Chad, that's some of it, is that how do I take the gifts I have, the God-given gifts I have, leverage them to business, make a bigger impact, those three things together now, combined that I can change the world even for, I'll go here, because I know you're a man of faith, in an eternal way.
Right.
That's just it. I'm being very open. This is it, people. Those two things. I love what I do. I love business. I want to make money. Got to pay my rent. Got to eat. I want to fly here, do here. And I also am doing it, though, for a greater purpose, that when I'm done, when my life is over, when Chad's there at my funeral and he's telling jokes, that it'll be a great, great event.
No, but and I listen. And you're going, or I'm going before you. I mean, you look half my age, and we're both the same age. But the point is, really thinking about what you've been given and then go and do. Because I believe, and I don't want to introduce too much of this right now, but I believe that there's opposition, right? There's opposition to God. And I believe that opposition prevents us from really achieving our full potential. Ramon, I'll go ask, I'll be in a room with 100 attorneys or 100 entrepreneurs, business owners, whatever. And I'll ask this question. I'll say, how many of you believe you're living below your potential? And every hand goes up. Ramon, I've never been in an event. I'll be in an event with 2,000 people ask the question. Every hand goes up. I've never been where not everyone's raising their hand. So everyone openly acknowledges that they're living below their potential.
Yet
we're not doing anything about it, because I think we're not willing to have that faith in ourselves. Is that what's stopping?
I think so. Listen, isn't that part of the imperfection? You know, Seth Godin talks about, I think I have his book back there. One of those books was What to Do When It's Your Turn, and It's Always Your Turn. And he talks about the imperfection. So you're right. I didn't even think of it that way, Chad. You are so insightful. But I think it is a little bit of the lack of faith in ourselves. Will this work? Can I do it? And by the way, Chad, I have this as well, different segments. For me, as you kind of get a sense, as you know, Chad, you've worked with me, being on stage, taking a mic, hosting an event. You know, somebody says, Ramon, by the way, the power fell out. People are sleeping, they're drunk. I'll take that event all day. I can host that. Easy.
Right?
Not even.
Right?
I'll give a keynote. I'll even love it.
Oh, yeah.
All day long. But you tell me something like scaling, Chad? putting the numbers, dealing with cash flow. You didn't pay the IRS enough. Come on, people. Is this real stuff? Cash flow, people. That's Ramon falters. I'll sit at night sometimes right in this chair, Chad, and I'll just sigh and be like, man, this is tough. The lights are off. Mic is off. Not online with my boy, Chad. I'm looking at the office back end stuff. That's me. Others, you can say, Ramon, all day. I could all day give me spreadsheets. That's your gift. But I bet if I gave you a mic and told you the lights don't work, you'd be a little nervous. Me and Chad wouldn't. That's our gift.
Right. But I was listening to a college basketball coach the other day, and their team's been on a little bit of a losing, just several losses. They're starting to pile up. And he was a former assistant coach to Monty Williams, Monty Williams was the coach of the Phoenix Suns. And he said, Monty Williams used to always say this, everything you want is on the other side of hard. Everything you want's on the other side of hard. And so, you know, if you sit back and you go, I got to take that next step. Well, that's hard. Yeah, but everything you want is on that other side of hard. And so, and we're afraid to fail. And that's what stops people from, oh man, I don't have everything clearly articulated in my mind. I'm afraid. And so it actually stops you from living your full potential. So when I ask that question, Ramon, when I say, how many of you are living below your potential? They're living below their potential because they're afraid.
And
what do you think they're afraid of?
I think that, well, there's two probably things that cause the biggest fear in people. One is the past negativity they felt from their church, from their mother, from their family oftentimes, or as a young adult person, from that teacher, somebody. That often is one of the things that keeps people locked in because they've been told, no, stupid, you're fat. See, you failed again, just like your daddy. You can't get do. They've been told all that, so that's one. And then I think number two, they have failed. I was taking my wife out for Valentine's Day dinner 2 years ago. Chad, everything was fine. The angels were singing. Things were great, Chad. It was beautiful. Dude, every kiss begins with K.
Yeah.
It was one of those moments, Chad. Boom. I don't want to say it too loud to Michael. Boom. I got into a car crash. Point being, yeah, okay, Chad. And I was fine, but it just, we've all gone through those, right? Chad's going to do the webinar. Ramon's going to do the event. 300 people signed up. Nobody came because we had the wrong address on the flyer. For example, my point being, you asked, that's the second reason. So the reason why people are afraid to start, the reason why they're afraid of failure, one, that trauma, that icky part in their life earlier, which is always that little voice in their head, John Acuff's book, you need to change the dial. And number two is really the aspect of just, you have made mistakes, you have had hiccups, and you've never gotten over it. You've never been able to get back up again, aka Donnie McClurkin, and get back up again, get back up again. You've never done it.
Wow. Yeah. So that is spot on. Spot on. How much, and it kind of goes into both of this, Ramon, how much is it that we care too much about what other people think?
I was just having that conversation today, Chad, and that's a big part of it. Now, so I was at an event speaking at the National Speakers Association event. I was hosting their big Thrive conference, Chad. Two good friends who I trust, who I know love me, I know care about me, champions, two Chad type people came up and said, Ramon, audience is kind of not feeling your hosting style. It's a bit much for them. I had a choice, Chad. I know. I had a choice, Chad, to change my hosting style or to say, nah, I'm Ramon Ray. I'm all that in a bag of chips. I know what I'm doing. It's them. I had a choice, or to change it and to sulk, get on stage. Y'all want this? But I did the right thing, Chad. I changed my hosting style. They were happy and I grew. I knew I could become another persona on the spot. And that's professionalism. I went to a next level. So the point being, as you said, Chad, we're afraid of what other people say, but are the people saying it people who care about you, who you should listen to, are the people who don't know what they're talking about. That person, Chad, gets off stage. He's been on thousands of stages, impacted thousands of people, and somebody's getting up to, Chad, you don't start your speech that way. Oh, thank you, sir. Just how many speeches have you given? Oh, I've never spoken. Thanks. You can go.
Right. That's exactly right. You know, but I would say that, Ramon, I bet you adjusted your speaking style. You didn't change it. You just adjusted it for the audience. And that's
correct.
That's the key, because Ramon Ray brings a certain value every time. But also Ramon Ray can adjust given the audience.
Correct.
Right.
But I respect it. It was a different audience, and they wanted something a little different. And I respect that, Chad. You know, it is what it was. But it was. But I say because it was impactful for me. It never happened before. But I believe I grew. I was proud of myself, Chad. I was really proud of myself and proud of the grace God gave me. I must say credit to Him. Because it was tough. It was right before I was, like, I had 15 minutes before I was going on stage. It wasn't like weeks ahead of time. So I had to really, you know, pull within myself. There's 3,000 people there. And I had to, boy, I got to, Ramon, get it together quick.
Well, and I don't know if you remember this, but we were at an event with Gary Vee years ago. You and I were both there. Mm-hmm. And he was, when he was on stage, he got up and he said that he would be, his next event he was going to go speak at was, I believe it was the Toyota Lexus event. Mm-hmm. And they told him that I believe his speaking fee at that time was $150,000 for his hour. And if he shared one vulgarity, and there's, and it's the granddaddy of all the vulgarities, mm-hmm. what if he shared that one time, they would not pay him the $150,000. And if anyone's listened to Gary Vee, they know that sometimes he will get colorful in his language. And so, but he had to adjust just like you. And he said, okay, I'm going to adjust because there's 150,000 reasons why, right?
Or I thought you were going to say that the first word he said was that word. And he said, and he continued on and then donated it to a cause, his own money.
You know what?
That's what I would have done.
You know what? Next time you're with Gary Vee, ask him that, because the reality is Ramon, I don't know. He was going to the event.
Yeah.
He was going to the event from the event you and I were speaking at. Yeah, and so that was the next event.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know how that turned out, but the reality is
he's been at events before. Especially if they're religious themed, he knows how, but it is hard for him. His natural cadence, his full cadence, as you know, is full on. That's him. So,
yeah, so the reality is this: you stay authentic to yourself, but if you have to adjust, you have to adjust. You know what I mean? You and I are both very, very religious individuals, but if we're speaking at an entrepreneur conference for atheists, I'm not aware of any of them, then I will be, and I'm not sure why they would invite either one of us, but the reality is you do need to know your audience and you do need to make those proper adjustments. Yeah. But the key in all of it, Ramon, is work on yourself in the ways that you can go and take that step and go and do. That's right. I mean, it's like you said, Ramon, we're not getting any younger. You get one shot at this life. You get one shot.
That's right.
And you've got to know that, listen, you can do more. Every single one of us can do more.
That's right.
And so, Ramon, as we are wrapping up, let me ask you this question. When you're coaching businesses, because I love what you're doing, what's the domain for your coaching?
RamonOfficeHours.com. RamonOfficeHours.com.
I love that. The RamonOfficeHours.com is phenomenal. And the Genius Talks, I love the Genius Talks. I love the Ramon Office Hours, where people can get real coaching. If you were to say someone who's, you see, has a lot of talent, you see they've got a lot of ability, what would you tell them if they just are afraid of taking that step?
I love this. Here's what I would tell them. Here's what I've done. If you're afraid of taking the step or you feel a bit stuck, I'm going to merge both in.
Okay.
A, look at the people who you know. Let's say you know Chad. Chad's doing something amazing. Hey, Chad, can I pay my own way? Can I fly out? You're going to go to the John Maxwell event, Chad. I heard you're there. Chad, because I've done this, see, and it's made an impact. Can I be your armor bearer?
Mm.
I'll fly my own way. Can I come with you and hang out with you? I'll stay out of the way. Don't you need someone to take pictures for you? Don't you need someone, you're on stage, some warm water? Can I just hang out with you for a day, Chad?
Mm.
And can I just hang out with you and be there with you? So that's number one. I don't know why, but it just brings back so many good memories of me providing value and people giving me a chance.
Right.
So that's one. So be an armor bearer for somebody of high value. Not Gary Vaynerchuk, not Oprah. The B-level people, me and Chad, you know, A-level in our, but you know what I mean? People who are, you can approach. That's number one. Number two, be so valuable to them that you are undeniably, they then want to keep elevating you with them. Mm. That the Chad, Ramon, he's going to say, you know what? I can't be somewhere to speak, or I heard from the back end. Because Chad knows the back end rooms of people, like I do, right? We got friends in high places. Chad's like, yes, so my boy said he got 15 minutes. He's looking to fill it. If you'll come to this event, I can put you on stage at the Pizza Association event. Do you want it? So that's number two, because you've shown value. Chad knows you're not a moron. You're not an idiot. Mm. You show up proper. You show up on time. So now you've shown value. Chad's like, I'll put you here. So now you got your chance. So you work that. Number three, follow up. Not annoyingly, but to say now you got your own relationships. Follow up. And number four, self-promote in a variety of ways. Self-promote. Don't just say, hey, I'm at the pizza event and leave Chad's name out. Hey, yo, Chad, just wanted to let you know. Thanks so much, Chad. Give his domain, his accolades. You know, so does that make sense? Yeah, those
absolutely.
Four things. Absolutely. Add value, show up, follow up, and then self-promote. Those are four things I would say for any becoming speaker. You did that. Your speaking will take off.
I love that. Ramon, that is powerful. So insightful. As is all that you've shared with us. Love what you do. Love what you're about. And the best way for people to get in contact with you, Ramon, is to go ramonsofficehours.com.
That'll work. Yeah, ramonofficehours.com or ramonray.com. Got a lot of domains out there, but ramonofficehours.com, absolutely. Thank you so much.
I love the difference you're making. This is the impact. You see, when you put yourself out there like Ramon, when you put yourself out there and start living the way you were supposed to live, then you absolutely not only reach your potential, you help others do the same. Because let me just conclude with this, Ramon, and I know this, it's absolutely what you're about, is you are not only interested in you reaching your potential, but your joy comes from watching others hit their potential. And I love that about you. I love it.
So, thank you, Chad.
Ramon, thank you for being with us. Thank you for what you've shared. Always good to be around you, my friend.
Mutual. Thank you, brother.
Take care. Bye now.